This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 179 for Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its climb on Wednesday morning, despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil is up, European rapeseed is mixed, and Malaysian palm oil is down. Meanwhile, crude oil is higher amid tensions in the Middle East and speculation the Biden administration may impose harsher sanctions against Russian oil. The Canadian dollar is up less than 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced a 50 basis point cut to its key interest rate this morning. The United States Department of Agriculture released its World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates on Tuesday, cutting its 2024-25 production estimate for Canadian canola by 1.2 million tons at 18.8 million. The January canola contract is up $1.40 per ton at $623.10, while the March contract is up $300.10 per ton at $632.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher to start the day. The 2024-25 U.S. corn carryout was cut by 200 million bushels from the November estimate at 1.738 billion, which is still 22 million bushels below the 2023-24 carryout. Global corn carryout fell by 7.7 million tons at 296.44 million. Argentina's and Brazil's corn production estimates were left unchanged at 51 million tons and 127 million, respectively. ANAC estimated Brazilian corn exports for the month of December to be 3.96 million tons, 370,000 tons more than its previous estimate. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.50. U.S. soybean ending stocks were projected to be 470 million bushels, unchanged from November but up 128 million from last year. World soybean carryout will increase by 130,000 tons at 131.87 million. Brazil's soybean crop was unchanged at 169 million tons, while Argentina's was raised 1 million tons at 52 million. ANAC estimated Brazilian soybean exports for December at 1.57 million tons, up 330,000 from its previous estimate. South Korea passed on a previous soybean tender and has issued a new one for 50,000 tons of GMO-free beans for January and February arrival. The January soybean contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.97. U.S. wheat carryout was down by 20 million bushels from November at 795 million bushels, up 80 million from the previous year. World ending stocks were up 310,000 tons at 257.88 million tons. As of December 8th, European Union soft wheat exports totaled 10.24 million tons since July 1st, down from 14.41 million last year. Japan issued a tender for 65,000 tons of feed wheat for March delivery, while Thailand bought 63,000 tons of feed wheat from South America. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.66. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.08. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 11th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.